Welcome. In this lesson, we'll design a playable, mix-friendly machine hum for deep jungle atmosphere using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. By the end, you'll have an instrument rack that sits under your brakes, breathes with the groove, and keeps the kick and bass clear. First, a quick overview of what you'll build. You'll layer a clean sub, a mid-bodied mechanical tone, and a metallic resonance into an instrument rack. You'll add send returns for reverb and delay, set up sidechain ducking so the hum makes room for the kick, and map macros so the sound is musical and easy to perform. This is the Born on Road Machine Hum in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere, a low, mechanical, textural bed that feels lived in without getting in the way. Preparation. Start a new live set. Create a MIDI track called Hum Instrument. Create two return tracks, Rev for hybrid, reverb and delay for echo. Make sure you have a separate drum group or kick bus available for sidechaining. Building the instrument rack. On the hum instrument track, create a new instrument rack and add three chains, sub, body and metal. Chain 1. Sub foundation. Drop operator into the sub chain. Set oscillator to assign and tune it around C1 or C2 to match your session. Turn off the other oscillators. Set the amp envelope with a slight attack, long decay, sustain around 0.8. and a release between 600 and 900 milliseconds so the hum breathes naturally. After operator, add a saturator with light drive, soft clip curve, and a mostly wet setting to taste. Then insert EQ 8 and high pass around 18 to 25 Hz to remove infrasonic rumble. If your kick sits around 40 to 60 Hz, gently cut that band by 1 to 3 decibels to avoid clashes. Chain 2. Body for movement and tone. Add wavy-table here. Choose a banded or slightly dirty table and tune it to the same root as your sub. Enable a second oscillator to tune slightly just a few cents for subtle beating. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter around 600 to 1200 Hz with low resonance. Add slow modulation to the wavy-table position with a built-in LFO or MAPA macro to move it at a rate between 0.1 and 0.4 Hz. After the synth plays corpus, pick plate or beam, and set the frequency to a musical partial between roughly 200 and 700 Hz with a long decay. Use corpus amount in the teens to low 40s. This turns a plain pad into a machine-like hum. Finish with saturator and EQ 8, boosting 300 to 700 Hz by 1 to 3 decibels for presence. Chain 3. Metallic texture and gearbox grit. Put Simpler in classic mode in the metal chain and load a short metallic sample, or render a short noisy waveform from Wavedable and drag it in. Loop it at a low level and low pass at around 3 kHz to keep it from harshness. Add frequency shifter with small shifts and low mix for inharmonic metallicity. Use grain delay very lightly to add micro variation. Balancing the rack. Create four useful macros: master level, motion rate, resonance amount, and dirt. Map motion rate to the wavy-table LFO or an auto pan rate, resonance to corpus amount, and dirt to the saturator drives across chains. These macros let you shape the Born on Road Machine Hum in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere quickly, while composing or performing. Stereo motion and low-end stability. After the rack, put auto pan with a very slow rate, triangle or sine shape, and a low amount so the hum gently breathes. Keep the sub centered. An easy approach is to split the rack into two parallel chains using EQ 8, one for lows and one for highs, then use utility to set the low chain width near mono and the high chain wider. Ambience and rhythm on the returns. On the rev return, load hybrid reverb and use a bright plate-like setting. High pass the reverb or cut below about 200 Hz to avoid muddiness. Set decay between 2 and 5 seconds and add a small pre-delay, 10 to 30 milliseconds, to keep clarity. Send the hum at modest levels. On the delay return, use echo tempo sync to dotted eighths or sixteenths with low feedback and an upper cutoff around 3 to 5 kHz. Keep the mix low so echoes sit behind the brakes. Bass management with sidechain. Insert a compressor after the rack or on the hum bus and enable sidechain input from the kick bus. Use a ratio around 3 to 5 to 1, a fast attack, and a release tune to the tempo so you get about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. This ducks the hum cleanly on the kick. For snare interaction, you can add a shorter sidechain or a second compressor if needed. Final mix shaping. Add drum bus for subtle glue and character, low drive and careful transient control. Then use a final EQ 8 to carve a narrow notch where the hum and bass line clash, roughly between 60 and 120 Hz. Cutting 1 to 3 dB as required. Set the rack output so the hum sits under the drums, and automate send levels or macros to bring it forward during breakdowns. Practical usage tips. Play one sustained key in a MIDI clip for a bass hum. Automate macro controls. resonance, motion rate, and dirt to create movement between sections. Duplicate the hum track and attune the copy by a few cents for stereo thickness while keeping the sub mono. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too loud or it will steal punch from the kick. Use a gentle low shelf cut and keep the sub centered. Don't send full low end to long reverb or you'll get mud. Filter the send. Avoid heavy saturation on the sub chain. Add dirt to the mid and metal chains instead. And never forget side chain. Without it, the hum competes with kick and bass. Pro tips: map corpus frequency or related wave-eatable position to key tracking, so resonances stay musical across notes. Duplicate and attune a second instance for stereo width, while preserving mono sub. Resample long takes to audio to save CPU, then load into simpler for further coloration. For live performance, map dirt, corpus, and motion rate to hardware knobs or push encoders. Mini practice exercise. Create 3 8-bar variations of the Born on Road Machine hum in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. Variation A. Minimal, sub and soft body, corpus 10%, no delay, auto pan at 0.1 Hz. Variation B. Mid, add metallic chain, corpus 30%, echo dotted eighth with higher send and more saturation. Variation C. Max, corpus 45%. Automate motion rate to speed up over the 8 bars and lengthen the sidechain release so the hum breathes differently with the break. Render each and place them under a 4-bar amen loop to hear how the hum interacts with different drum intensities. Troubleshooting quick fixes. If you hear ringing, lower the corpus amount, shorten decay, or place a narrow cut. If the hum pumps too much, lengthen the compressor release or lower the ratio. If phase issues show up, check mono compatibility with utility and realign any resampled audio. Recap. You've built a playable, mix-aware Born on Road Machine hum in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle atmosphere. Use operator, wave-eatable, simpler, corpus, auto pan, EQ8, saturator, compressor, drum bus, hybrid reverb, echo and utility. Layered a clean sub, a resonant body, and metallic grit. Added subtle motion and careful saturation. Kept the sub centered. Used filtered returns for ambience and sidechain to protect the kick. Macro mapping makes the sound expressive and easy to control across an arrangement. That's it. Use the practice variations and the extra tips to polish the hum for your track. When you're happy, save presets and resample takes so you can drop this industrial, lived-in atmosphere into future productions quickly.